Zero point, audio two. So the zero point is the core point of source, of creation, the center point of all union. It's the point at which the zero point architecture exists in the body, that we can know unity, we can know the universality, and we can know source in form in our bodies, and no longer need to connect to that which is unity, that which is universal, and that which is source outside of the body. So the delineation between separation and unity, between linear and non-linear, occurs at that threshold as the architecture is built. And this, it's really important, because the zero point is not simply the core of the body of a separate individual embodiment. It is not your personal core. It is not your personal zero. The core that you may reference as my personal core, to come back to my sense of self. The sense of self is in itself a non-zero point. The source architecture of zero point contains no separation. It's the infinite architecture of source. So it's the point at which we know ourselves beyond self, beyond separation. In these bodies, in our full expression and equation of self. So both are true. And that's where the non-linear physics and dynamics start to exist and become really fun and playful, because to know ourselves in our full entire personal is only possible from within a unified architecture beyond separate self. The source core zero point is a point of all union, from unity to unity as unity, from source to source as source. It is a non-linear point. It is a non-linear spiral. It is a non-linear circuitry. We cannot create a zero point from a separate body. It must be created from itself. So from itself to itself as itself. It's the same principle. It's the same physics. You cannot create a zero point from a body in separation through any technique, visualization, meditation, any intentional technique. The body in separation does not contain a zero point, so it cannot build a zero point. There can be an experience of the zero point of a toroidal field, of a spiral, of a spin, of a torus in a meditative experience, in an energetic dimensional touch to that experience. In the same way as we can have an energetic dimensional touch to the all that is in a meditation, to the infinite consciousness, to the non-separation, to the non-duality, to infinite God source. All of these things are accessible in meditation, in connection to, in a process of reach and touch and experience outside the body, to be beyond the body in order to experience the infinite oneness, and then to come back into this body, to come back into a separate body that simply cannot hold that information in the body. And this is the threshold point, because the point of the shift in the architecture to a zero point is where we can hold that information in the body. We can hold that infinite consciousness in an infinite architecture. We cannot in a separate body. So the zero point architecture is the point at which the non-separation, the non-duality, the all that is, becomes a physical experience, an embodied reality, the physics of the body, the biophysics of the form. It is the point at which we exist that as real. And we do not have to leave it out there. And when we wake up from our meditation and come back into this body, to come back into the limitations of a linear body in a separate form, in a separate world, in a density that cannot exist that consciousness. So the point where it remains an energetic touch to, known in those dimensional realms, but not embodied. And to flip that here to where this is a now embodiment of that information, of that consciousness, that can exist in the cells, non-dimensionalized, through a zero point. the source core point in each individual body must be the same source core point. There is only one point of source, one source core. So it is the precise same point. It's the point of origin, the point of creator. And that is where it is, it is informed from itself in the body of other. And the precision of 0 to 0 creates the 0 point to begin in the body of the child that is born with 0 point architecture is a very easy access point. It is stunningly gifted to the mother through the process of conception and birth. The birthing of the child that exists in a 0 point architecture means that 0 point is directly available to the mother, the heart of the mother, the core of the mother, is being rebuilt from the same 0 point, is being informed from the same 0 point. The heart is beating from the same 0 point. It is the most stunning point of access to receive in the body of the mother, father, family, wider family, as the child embodies, as the child conceives, as the child births, as the child is born into their body, that exists as 0 point architecture. And it really is that simple. The 0 point being the center point of all union is also accessible and available through union, through the union of partnership, the union of mother-father, the union of two people in love. But the architecture must be built in the precision of unity and is distinctly very different to two people in bodies in separate being together in some form of union that does not hold the architecture. So union is an access to a 0 point in the precision of the architecture. And bringing in a child, birthing a child, conceiving a child, raising a child, is an access point into a 0 point architecture of union. The union of the mother and child is the most stunning and beautiful access into a unified 0 point architecture with your child. And the information available to the cells of the mother is directly the information in the cells of the baby body as the same. The base template of universal unity within the cells of the baby body in the cellular matrix is directly accessible and available to the mother seamlessly, stunningly, beautifully. There is no point of separation. And yet we hold into the encapsulation and belief of separation. We hold into the membrane of separation. We hold into the identity of separation. There is no I beyond the matrix. Separation is an illusion. It does not exist. And yet we hold into the membrane of separation, like the fish in the balloon tying itself off from the ocean, believing itself to be separate and informed only from within its membrane in limitation. The existence of the universal consciousness of the incoming soul in the fluid, in the cell, in the baby body, in the mother's body, is as of and to the entire ocean. Is the universal consciousness of the ocean itself informing itself as itself, informing the body of the fish beyond membrane, beyond separation, to use the ocean fish analogy, which is a simple way of understanding the information in the fluid. And the information in the fluid in the cell in an architecture that supports and holds the universal consciousness, i.e. the consciousness of the entire ocean, as the ocean from the ocean to the ocean, in the cells of the body. For the entire ocean to know itself as one with all that is, as the ocean, is so simple it does not need to be said. Which is in contrast to the fish in the side, the membrane of the balloon tied off, meditating to know itself energetically as the entire ocean, and then having to come back into the separate body of the fish to live the limited life informed within the limitation of the cells of the body held in separation. The fish can visualize itself as the entire ocean. It can meditate itself. It can intend itself to be the entire ocean. It's a bit of a moot point because the ocean exists. All consciousness in as and of itself, beyond separation, source, creation, creator created. Where we know ourselves from the zero point of source as the zero point of our body, as the same zero point core. Simple.